The Lady Cats soccer team lost a non-district match 3-1 at Paris Friday night. The Lady Cats are now 1-5-2. It was the last match before district play begins Tuesday at Marshall. I talked with Lady Cats soccer coach Jesus De Leon Monday morning.
We played Paris as a makeup game, kind of threw it together at the last moment so we wouldn't have a cancellation. And we went in there Friday. We got off to a slow start. They jumped on us. We made a couple of mistakes. You've heard this one before. Mm-hmm. We had a couple little mistakes in the back. So they were able to go up 1-0. And then they had a corner kick. And this year, unlike many years in the past, we seem to be having trouble with set pieces. So they were able to jump up 2-0 within the first 7 minutes. And we were a lot shell-shocked, I would say, because we haven't lost to Paris in a long, long time. Mm-hmm. And then after that, we just settled down, and we were able to make it 2-1. Esmeralda Sanchez gave a nice little assist to Faith Singleton, and Faith Singleton scored. And after that, it was, we had the run of play. We had lots of shots. We had the ball over on their side. They were defending with everything, more like a normal Paris Sulphur Springs game lately. Mm-hmm. Like I said, they kind of jumped on us on that 2-1. And so in the last 5 minutes, I told the girls, I said, well, let's go get that goal because it doesn't make a difference to me if we lose 3-1 or 2-1. Mm-hmm. Let's go get that goal. And so sure enough, it happens very rarely, but it happened this time. We committed to going forward. We sent numbers forward, and they caught us on a counter with numbers down, and they were able to make it 3-1. So overall, I would say that I was that the first 15-20 minutes of the game were by far the worst we've played the whole year. Hmm. But then after that, we settled down, and you could see us gaining composure and playing our game. So that was good. And then in the second half, we came and we were our old selves. Hmm. By then, Paris had really committed to defending because they had a good lead, and I would have pretty much done the same thing. But so now basically we can just get away from those slow starts, and because we've been having slow starts for a while, and I haven't been able to put my finger on it, so we're going to do some changes, make some changes, see if that helps. Mm-hmm. But like I said, we just need to put a whole game together.
District play starts on Tuesday. With Marshall.
Yeah, district play starts on Thursday, and I was telling the ladies, we played Marshall last year, and we had an easy time of it, I would say. Yeah. The way we have been lately, I'm saying that it shouldn't matter, but it really doesn't matter this year because we just haven't been playing to our potential. And so what I tell them is that they may not be one of the strongest teams, but when you go to district play, it would be just as bad to lose against one of the lower rung district teams as it would be to lose to Longview. It counts the same in the standings. Mm. So I think we're going to try to work on some things today, see if we can get off to a good start. We have a chance. We have our two away games this week. So see if we can't get something going.
KSST Sports.